AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A day after the Supreme Court okayed the delivery of Trump administration files, recordings, and documents from the days before and just after this January 6th insurrection to the House Select Committee investigating the attack, the committee has asked a Trump relative to meet next month. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
The committee's asking Ivanka Trump to voluntarily cooperate by talking about her actions during the insurrection by Donald Trump's backers. Panel Chair Benny Thompson says she was in direct contact with her father during key moments. The committee wants to know what she knew about his efforts to pressure then-Vice President Pence to reject the election results and about any concerns she may have heard from Pence's staff, lawmakers, and others. The panel cites testimony that Ivanka Trump urged her father to stem the violence. The Supreme Court gave the committee a major win last night by rejecting Donald Trump's bid to block release of White House records it had been seeking. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. promises a swift, severe response with its allies if Russia sends military forces into Ukraine. President Biden says Russia has a long history of aggressive tactics more than overt military action.
Paramilitary tactics, so-called gray zone attacks, and actions by Russian soldiers not wearing Russian uniforms.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met in Berlin with his counterparts from Britain, France, and Germany about the Russian military buildup. Blinken tells reporters that his goal is to impress on the Russian leaders how dangerous their actions are.
We cannot choose the path from Moscow, but we can make crystal clear the stark consequences of that choice.
Blinken meets tomorrow with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov. A late afternoon sell-off dropped stocks again today. S&P 500 fell 50 points, 1%. The Dow dropped 313. This is AP News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that 1 year into his time in office, President Biden's approval ratings have taken a slide.
An Associated Press NORC poll finds 56% disapprove, and only 28% of Americans want Biden to run for re-election. In yesterday's news conference, Biden said,
"I understand the overwhelming frustration, fear, and concern with regard to inflation and COVID. I get it."
The president was asked about his low polling figures.
"I don't believe the polls."
In July, 59% of Americans approved of his job performance, but that was before the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Just 45% now approve of Biden's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, down from 57% in December. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.